it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Well, I announced yesterday that I have jury duty coming up. Got that big, fat envelope in the mail. And I opened it up and a gavel just came out. And that's how I knew. There's jury duty. So I was supposed to do the 28th, I think, of next month. I'm not going to be in town. I have a book tour.
Yeah.
Don't they know that?
Obviously.
They should know that. Come on.
They know now.
I have to go and promote my book, you know?
They not follow you on Twitter?
No, come on, man. Did they see, my Insta story?
Right.
So I did send the letter back yesterday. And I wrote three other dates I was available.
I love that. You're like, ball's in your court, man.
Yeah. It's on you.
It's on you.
You let me know what's good with you now.
Government.
Yeah. So I did a request to move it. I've heard nothing back yet. And it's also a pretty quick window from them having to get back to me and then me being able to do it. Because it's coming up in like 3 weeks or so. You know what I mean? Whatever. Hello. You're on the air, Patrick.
Hey, yeah, I was just calling to say, my father was 69 years old.
Hey, 69.
He got jury duty and requested to push it out 4 months. They did that, and then he resubmitted. Once you're 70, you don't even have to serve.
Oh, he's
so smart. I need to keep stalling for another 30-some years.
Yeah, you got this.
So, is your advice to just go, hey, let me reschedule this thing?
Yeah, if you reschedule it, they're really quick on getting back to you, and they understand things come up. I mean, they got back to him within like a week and a half, 2 weeks, and gave him a new date.
Do you think they'd understand that I have a book tour coming out? Because my book comes out June 19th, Fail Until You Don't, The Story of Redemption and Failure.
Yep.
Yeah, see?
Yep.
There you go. Hey, let me do one more. Hey, Mark, welcome to the show, bud.
Yes, thank you.
Hey, you're on the air. In Delaware, by the way. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yep. First time caller, short time listener. Hey, yeah, I wanted to just say I was just got done serving on a grand jury where you had to go once a month for 18 months to actually listen to cases to forward them on to the jury, to the court cases. So that was a long time, a year and a half, to have to show up once a month. So.
I ain't trying to do a grand jury. I do like a mini jury.
Yeah, why'd you get stuck with that? What'd you do?
Did you not yell or anything like, I'm mentally
grand
unstable?
Grand jury's more like a federal, you know, that you have to serve on. And like I said, you'd show up like once a month. You'd have to listen to like two or three cases to decide whether or not there was enough evidence to go forward.
That sounds terrible.
I hope
I don't get one of those.
Man.
I'm going to write that on. I need to get my letter back. No grand juries, please.
FYI.
Well, that's the update for today. I'm waiting back for a letter now because of my jury duty.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Michael Cadena, 27, was mugged in Los Angeles and robbed of his favorite Dodgers hat. Michael is special needs, is a Dodgers super fan, and he loved the hat. So word got around town first of Riverside, and people started sending him tons of new Dodgers gear. One good Samaritan sent him a pair of tickets to the game.
Oh,
and the Dodgers have also reached out.
What?
And they're going to do something really cool for him, too.
Take that.
So that's a good
person
story.
That
Take
stole
that stealer.
It. Yeah.
Take that hat stealer. There you go. ICU to the community of Riverside. Over to Raymundo with the news now.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in airline news. A Southwest flight from San Francisco to Los Angeles had to be diverted to San Jose because a passenger was smoking in the bathroom. The person could face criminal charges. In Tennessee, there's a manhunt for a 31-year-old man who's armed and dangerous. He killed a cop during a traffic stop. Pictures of the man are online. Contact authorities if you have any information. And finally, in Florida, outside of Miami, a massive crane collapsed onto several homes, injuring two people. Authorities said they were very fortunate. The situation could have been much worse.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Yes, so here we are on a Thursday morning, 24 years ago today. And it is Throwback Thursday as well, so it's cool. 24 years ago today, Don't Take the Girl comes out.
Take Jimmy Johnson.
It goes number one.
Thompson.
This song was such the jam. When I was probably 12, I had my radio. I turned it up under my pillow on Kissin' 96, and I listened to the song and go, that's the deepest song in the world. And guys, music finally makes me feel.
Oh, every school dance I had in junior high, this song was on request.
Yeah.
It was like, I wonder, is he going to ask me to slow dance during the song? It was like, if you got asked to dance to this, this one? Deep song.
24 years ago, and it even crossed over, apparently. It hit number 17 on the top 40 charts, which I didn't know was a top 40 song. But Indian Outlaw was his first song.
Jam.
And then this was his second song. And I used to call the radio station and request this song.
This is the first time I saw my dad cry. He came on the radio and he started crying.
Is that right?
Yeah. And my dad did not cry.
She don't go take any boy in the world.
A rough 3 minutes there.
Yeah, for Johnny.
He had a lot in his life happen right there.
Yeah, man.
And not to spoil the song, but the
Don't tell him.
Oh, that's why Eddie's dad cried.
No spoiler alert?
Yeah, they're going to have to hear it for themselves.
And so Mike D saw Solo, that Star Wars movie. And so what'd you think about it, Mike D?
I thought it was pretty good.
Really? You didn't love it?
Didn't love it.
Eddie also saw the new Star Wars movie, and Eddie's a Star Wars nerd. What'd you think about it?
I thought it was amazing.
You did.
Absolutely loved it.
Here's the movie review.
We just saw the movie
Solo!
Junior, what did you think about it?
It was pretty good. I mean, it wasn't my, like, all-time favorite Star Wars movie. I liked that there was a bunch of action in it. It was really cool.
Junior, what was your favorite part?
The end part. The end.
Just the end? Okay, we won't tell anyone what the end was. Hey, Junior, how about the casting? Did you think that they did a good job at making this guy look kind of like the real Han Solo?
No.
Ooh, I disagree. I think he looked just like Harrison Ford. Out of 5 lightsabers, Junior, what do you give it?
I give it 4.
Junior?
7.
No, out of 5.
1.
Oh, 1. Okay, all right, there it is.
Yeah, I don't think he gets the whole concept of
that's
reading.
All right, though.
He's 4.
But Mike D didn't like it. Eddie did.
I loved it, man.
Yeah. Mike D also saw Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that one?
That was good. Not as good as the first one, but you'll like it.
Why is it good? Because it's funny?
Yeah, it's funny and pretty violent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Deadpool, so you like Deadpool 2 better than Star Wars?
Definitely.
You know what I watched? I watched this documentary on, I guess I bought it on iTunes, where The Price is Right. Remember I told you that one?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
So he memorized all the prices for Price is Right because he realized they use the same things over and over again. He built a computer program, would quiz himself on it.
Amazing.
And I don't want to ruin the ending of the show, but it's fascinating. Did you watch it?
Yes.
What's it called?
The Perfect Bid, the contestant who knew too much.
Yeah.
It was
Wasn't it good?
Amazing.
Wasn't it good?
So fascinating that he could, I mean, he's really smart, obviously, that he could build the little computer program and memorize every single price of every prize on that show.
And there's a twist at the end.
Yes.
Which they,
it's so fun. Yeah. It's so fun.
It's like an hour and 15 minutes. Not okay. Super long.
I have it written on my
you would like it.
Go-to list.
So, yeah. So there's anybody else see a movie lately? Anybody else watch anything else? I told you Evil Genius is good on Netflix.
I watched Sing for the 5th time.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that's good, right, Amy?
It's so good.
I have a bunch of songs in it?
Yeah, it's just adorable. A bunch of singing animals.
I saw the 501 to Paris. Oh, gosh, I don't know the name. It's the story
517?
517 to Paris. It's pretty bad, man.
The movie's not good?
I think it's special that they used the actors. They weren't actors. The real people that did the whole...
True Life Heroes.
True Life Heroes, yeah. I mean, that was awesome, but they were just bad.
The actors were bad?
Acting was bad. And even the real actors that were in the movie that act for in real life, they were pretty bad, too.
Really?
Yeah.
So don't watch it?
Wow, I wouldn't.
Just read the story.
Yeah, because the story's phenomenal, but as a movie, not very well.
Okay, there's your... Well, that's a group of movie reviews. Yeah. I give it 7 lightsabers. No, that's not how it works. You can only give them 5. Okay, 1. Yeah, 2.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
It looks like Carrie Underwood will be back as the opener for another season of Sunday Night Football on NBC. Though no official announcement has been made, a member of the show's staff tweeted a picture of Carrie in the studio recording, so putting 2 and 2 together, looks like Carrie will be back. Michael Ray is launching a line of suede pumas. They're limited edition, and they're benefiting his charity, Wrigley Cares, helping animals in need. It's a part of Zappo's Good Initiative, and, you know, he's really into dogs and helping them, passionate about it. The shoes are actually super cool if you want to check them out. Michael's new album, Amos, drops on Friday. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
You know what they say, that one man's trash
is another man's treasure?
Exactly. So there's a guy, Brian, 35 years old, looking in the trash. He sees a lottery ticket.
Uh-oh.
It wasn't his, but he sees it. He's like, huh. Takes it, $200,000.
What?
Wow.
How in the, why would you, I mean, if I saw a lottery ticket in the trash, I'd be like, oh, it's a loser. Why would I
So
it?
When I was a kid, and then once I got into my teens and early 20s, I would go to Oaklawn Racetrack in Hot Springs, and I would go to the races. It was like $12, because the minimum was $2 a race. I was broke, but I would search the ground for tickets, and a couple times I found winning tickets for like $4 and $6.
Not bad.
But yeah, but then it was, how many tickets am I touching my hands?
Oh.
On the ground.
It's money, though.
Take gloves.
But again, it would take forever, and I would only did it a couple times. Out of 100, I found like $4 100 times. But yeah, he found a $200,000 ticket. After taxes, he get $142,000.
Not bad.
It was almost lost in the garbage forever. It just says one of his family members threw it out. It was a Make My Year lottery ticket. And then does that family member come back and go, Judge, I'd like to take this to court?
Nah. Nah. It's gone.
Why?
Sorry. Finders keepers.
Oh, is that the legal
losers?
Rule?
Yes.
Oh, is that statute 14-39?
Article 472.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Clark County, Ohio. A man was trying to kill the weeds outside his garage. He said, how can I get this done? Grabs the blowtorch.
Oh, man.
Garage up in flames, about $15,000 in damage.
Man. What about the weeds, though? What about them weeds, though?
Oh, the weeds are gone, too.
Oh, well, wasn't that the goal, though?
You can't. Who are these people with the blowtorch trying to kill spiders?
Well, the fire's dangerous. I've been trying to light fires in my house.
Yeah.
Can't light the stove, burn my hand on a candle. Like, I get it. I get it.
Fires are scary.
It's tough, yeah.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I was reading this article about these three guys. They're all married. And they reveal why they were happy to take their wives' last names. Even though...
Why their last names were really bad?
Well, even though their wives didn't ask them to.
Oh, okay.
Aaron Hopkins, formerly Aaron Hoselton. Josiah Newfield, formerly Josiah Thiessen. And James Koser, formerly James Johnson.
Oh.
Detailed the reasons behind their decision.
And I'll tell you the reason.
Okay, go ahead.
Because they're weak.
What is that? What?
That's what it is. They are weak. And their wives view them as weak and know that they are pushovers. And for the rest of the marriage, the wife knows, I can get my way no matter what. Because look, this fool took my last name. Like, I didn't even have to beg him to do it. He volunteered to take my last name. Weakness. Started off the marriage on a bad foot, and they're going to be one step behind the rest of their lives.
Well, so I'll start with this guy, James Koser. That's his new name. His name was James Johnson. His reason was James Johnson was so... just familiar and common that he's like, I didn't want to have the most common name. I was getting confused with James Johnsons everywhere. So he took his wife's last name.
Okay.
Because he was tired of all the James Johnsons.
Okay.
Which makes sense. Would you do that if your name was so common?
Nope.
What if your name was Mike Smith?
Great.
You
then my wife's name is going to be Barbara Smith.
You married a Barbara?
Of all the people. Okay.
That's cool.
They all have different... Listen, I would totally take... my wife's last name. I don't care.
Would you?
I would probably hybrid it.
No, I mean, straight up, you got to... She's like, hey, this is important to me. Take my last name.
Yeah, don't hybrid. There's just whatever her name is.
No, you're not marrying her.
No, I want to know, Bobby, if he just said he would, and then he changed it to like...
No, I'd probably start with the hybrid, because I don't care. And then, yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it was really important to her to keep her... It'd probably start like this. You'd go, I want to keep my last name. And I would say, that's great. You can keep it. I wouldn't care if we have two different names. I don't think marriage is about having a shared name. Mm-hmm. It can't. To some people, it can be. But to me, it's just about...
Then what's the point of getting married?
The union, the relationship.
Lunchbox, so you got married for the name?
Yes.
Is that like an ownership thing?
It's an ownership thing.
Oh, my gosh, stop.
You got to own someone. Okay, cool.
Look, because if you're not going to get the same last name, you just might as well just stay dating. No need to get married.
No, there's a lot of reasons.
Name one.
Well, legally, she can come if you're
you can
in the
be
hospital.
A common law...
Kids.
If you live together for long enough.
Tradition.
Yeah, okay,
I'm not,
so you
I'm
don't
not
have
a
the
big
same
tradition
last name.
Guy. I don't think you should keep doing things simply because it was done before
I know,
you.
Some traditions aren't like great. I get like putting some to the side for sure, but some people are traditionalists.
Yeah, listen, I'm good. I would take... Did anyone else take their wife, their girlfriend's name?
No.
I don't even have a girlfriend. I'm talking about this.
I know. That's why it's easier for you to say that.
No, I wouldn't. It was the same when I had a girlfriend.
What if her last name was Jones?
Bobby Jones?
Yeah, stop.
That'd be perfect.
Stop, guys.
I'd be fine with that. Hey, Phil in Georgia, what you think, man?
Hey, I agree with Lunchbox. The dudes are weak. Just put a bonnet on them. I mean,
put a bonnet on the dudes that want to take their wives' last names.
A bonnet.
Yeah, I agree with Lunchbox.
What about if I were to hyphenate? Because, again, to me, it's not about any specific name. But what if I wanted to hyphenate my name with her?
Hyphenate?
Yeah. Put that dash
on you as well.
Put a bonnet on me.
Two bonnets on you.
I live with a bonnet on me already, so that ain't nothing new. But so you're totally against it.
Yeah, totally against it.
All right. I appreciate the call, though.
Thanks.
All right. See you, bud. Okay. How about this? Hey, DJ in North Carolina.
Morning.
What you think about this? What do you think about men that either split the last name or take their wife's last name?
Well, my husband actually took my last name.
Now we're talking.
Does he wear a bonnet?
Yep.
Is he a pushover?
He does not wear a bonnet.
Okay.
So he had a very rough childhood growing up in Russia, and he came over to the U.S. on a fiancé visa, and we were actually on our way to get our marriage license, and he says, "Babe, you know, I really want to take your last name." And I was like, "What?" Totally cried. I mean, it was awesome. You know, just rough childhood, wanted a fresh start in the U.S., which, you know, he got. Last name, you know, my last name or not. But he took my last name, so it was pretty amazing.
I love it.
It was
That's
very
cool.
special.
And I think there are reasons. Me, I'm not particularly bonded to my real last name.
I can see that.
My mom didn't have my last name. My real dad, you know, wasn't around. So I'd be like, yeah, whatever. You know, who cares? I go by a fake name anyway. I mean, Bobby's my real name, but Bones isn't. And I'll say Bobby Bones. You know, but if I wanted to be, you know, Bobby Rogers, Bobby.
Beckinsale.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby Beckinsale.
What?
Hey, Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Just talking about why guys are taking their wives' last names instead of the traditional route. So here's TJ in Arkansas. TJ, what's up, buddy?
How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
Oh, actually, we're going to talk about that today.
What do you mean?
My wife's adopting my children, and she has a famous last name where we live, so we're talking about her taking her last name.
And how do you feel about that?
I'm okay with it. It's not about the last name.
I hear a bit of hesitancy. Is it just because nobody else has done it? Not because it bothers you personally, but because it's so different?
Right. Nobody does it.
Well, I'm rooting for you. Listen, I don't think it's a big deal. Lunchbox does, but he thinks there's some sort of ownership involved.
Yeah, you got to show. You bought the ring. You're saying, hey, you're mine. You're letting the world know this is mine by her taking your last name. And when you take her last name, she owns you. And it's like, man, it's a bad look. When you show up to work on Monday morning and they're like, what's your new last name? Oh, you took her name? That's terrible.
They'll laugh at him or what?
Yeah, they're going to be like, what a weakling. Huh.
That's not how I see it.
You were very hesitant when you were like, are you okay with it? You're like, eh.
I don't either, because I don't think a woman's weak for taking a man's last name. I don't think there's any weakness involved in it whatsoever.
That's right.
Yeah, it's really not.
I took my husband's last name. I'm not weak.
Nope, not at all. I like how you get weak at the end of that, though. I'm not weak. Hey, thank you. TJ, appreciate that call, man. That's good. Good luck with that. Appreciate you. Yeah.
What did he say? His wife has a famous last name?
In their town, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Her last name is Kardashian. Yeah.
Funny. It's a good one, Bones.
That was quick and funny.
It was in Conway, Arkansas. The Kardashians are a local family name. You see Kim Kardashian with the president yesterday?
Yeah.
If you would have said to me 4 years ago, here's the president and here's someone in talking about policy and it was two reality stars, I'd have been like, come on, what is this?
Yeah.
Is the Apprentice, this episode of The Apprentice you're showing me?
This is a joke.
Yeah. Jessica in Virginia, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling. What's going on?
My fiance is actually taking my last name because there's not any men left in my side of the family to carry it on. So our hope is that we'll have a son to carry it on, and he has cousins to carry on his last name.
So that's cool.
Oh,
that's pretty selfless to do that. So one, the selflessness of that for that reason. But two, are you going to keep putting out babies until you get a boy, though? Because if he's committing for that reason, you're going to have to go full Duggard if you don't have a boy.
Oh, no. We're both on the same page about that.
Okay, so you're just going to lay him out there. 12 babies, 13 babies, whatever it takes.
No. We're like, we already have a daughter, and we're trying one more time and like two tops.
Well, then why don't you just name the baby the last name?
Right.
No, I'm not agreeing with you, Lunchbox.
See,
I'm just going with the logic.
No. This is ridiculous.
Hey, I appreciate the call. I think that's pretty cool of your husband to do that. All my point is, it should be more of a collective effort. Decide what's right. I'm not a big tradition guy for the sake of being tradition. I'm a big tradition guy for the sake of this has worked in the past, not just because it's been the past.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be productive and help people in the future, not just because it's been the past. I'm just not a big tradition guy for that reason, for the sake of tradition.
I see that.
So, that being said, I appreciate you. You want this?
Yeah.
A recent survey found that kids between ages 6 and 17 say their number one career choice is this. So kids now in school, hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? They said this. Okay, think about that. I'm going to come back and come to you guys.
Okay.
Kids. Hey, kids, what do you want to be when you grow up? We say this. Huh. Okay. We'll come back. Lunchbox, you can spoil it. Go ahead.
Ooh.
What do you think it is?
Video game player.
A video. Oh, wow. A video game player. Okay. No.
Oh. Good,
that's good. Not it. You're never going to get it. Kids want to do this. It's asked, hey, you can be this when you grow up. Ages 6 through 17, their number one answer was this. Amy?
Veterinarian.
Ooh, that's you.
That's right? What I wanted to be.
Yeah, it's you. And guess what? Wrong.
Oh.
Eddie? Producer Eddie over there?
I think the kids are so into social media, they want to be social media managers.
Managers?
What? Yeah, yeah.
Social like media.
Meaning
stars.
They manage social media accounts for companies.
You're the closest so far.
Okay.
You are the closest. Hey, Brooke in Ohio, what you think about that?
I think they want to be a policeman or police officer.
Okay, police officer. Hmm. That is not it. I appreciate that, though. Lunchbox?
Okay, if Eddie's close, it has to be...
Well, you've already guessed.
I know, but
and now you're guessing off of him.
Yes. YouTube star.
Well...
Yeah,
you guessed
it.
You guessed off
Eddie. Hey, did I get it right or did I get it right?
Because of Eddie, it's YouTuber. Eddie, all you do is win.
Lunch, you're welcome. Hey, thank you, Eddie, for giving me...
That's your second guess, and you bounce off Eddie.
And you can say thank you whenever you
want. Say thank you.
Eddie wins.
Kinda.
Nah.
Lunchbox.
Just nobody wins.
Lunchbox, just say thanks, Eddie,
just
for giving me the idea.
Just say thank you, Eddie, for helping out. I already missed once. Say.
Wow.
He can't do it.
Oh, he can't do it? No?
Wow. He can't do it.
It is a YouTuber, by the way.
Yes.
All the kids want to be YouTubers.
I got it.
Kids, it's not a real thing.
It's not.
It's not a real thing.
Don't chase that
dream.
Yeah,
don't chase it. Be a veterinarian, like Amy said.
The Bobby Bones Show.
A lot of people are being inspired for their vacations by music. And so I'll play you a kind of music and you tell me where they're wanting to go.
Okay.
I can give you an example. And I'm not going to play this one, but hip-hop. A lot of people from out of the America go, oh, I love hip-hop. I want to go to America and see some hip-hop places.
Yeah.
So I won't put that one because it was pretty broad.
Okay.
But these are specific places. So if you hear this one.
Now when the Saints. Go marching in.
New Orleans.
New Orleans it is. That's right.
Now when the Saints go marching.
People that are fans of jazz want to go to New Orleans.
Yeah. Yes,
okay, how about this one?
I want to go to Texas.
Nashville.
Nashville. It's country music.
What's wrong with you?
I'm thinking of people outside of the country.
No.
They come to Nashville.
That's Nashville. Okay, how about this one?
Okay, sorry. It wasn't jamming.
Jamaica, man.
That's correct. We're jamming. All right, how about this one right here? It's America. How about this one?
Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Ooh. Where do people want to go to listen to this?
This is
the music of some certain land. Go ahead.
Islands. The Caribbean?
The Caribbean, she says.
Hey! Okay.
All right, how about this one right here? If you know it, just say it.
Oh, that's Hawaii.
Oh, yeah,
that's
Hawaii.
That's right, Hawaii it is. Eddie with 3 points. Takes the lead.
I didn't know we were keeping points. Oh, my gosh.
We're always keeping points.
Come on, Amy.
All right.
So annoying.
How about this one right here? Yeah, I'm shipping up to Boston is the name of the song. The Dropkick Murphys.
Yeah, man, that was the theme song for like the Red Sox, I think.
There you go. Oh, here. This one.
Spain.
Yeah, look at this. Amy's back in it.
Yeah, back off.
What is it now? Is it tied up or it's tied up? All right, these two. Lunch, you're still 0-for, dude.
I didn't know we were playing
the
game.
Oh, you've been over there trying to get in the game the whole time.
No, the first time you just went to Amy, and then you asked Eddie, and then it turned into a game.
This morphed into a game.
Yeah, once.
Okay. All right, come here.
Whenever I guess Texas for a country song, I mean, what a crazy guess that is.
Terrible guess. I'm ready. I'll get in now. I'll start winning.
Vem uma galinha rojão, traz a lenha pro fogão, vem fazer a maçã. Hoje é dia de sol.
Morgan, number two, do you know?
India?
No, that's
I just
they said
that.
Oh,
I didn't hear
that. She's
attention.
Working on the digital over there, dude. Leave her alone.
Excuse me.
What?
Kenya?
No, Brazil.
Oh, of course.
Oh,
of course.
Man, that sounded like little Kenyan children.
See. One more.
Come on, Lunchbox.
I'm trying to...
Yeah, I got it. That's Greek.
No. Aim.
Man, I'm still, we already guessed Spain, right? Italy, I don't know.
It's Argentina. It's a tango.
Oh, I knew that.
It's called Tango Celebre.
Tango, you tango.
Yeah, I think that's it. I guess it's a tie between Amy and Eddie. Co-winners, but I'll tell you what, Eddie just doesn't lose.
Man!
Eddie just doesn't lose.
Amy. Amy.
What?
Look at me.
No.
Look at me.
No. It's annoying.
Make eye contact with me.
Hey, you want you to make eye contact
with
me?
Come on, Amy.
Nah.
Look at him.
I'm working on my computer over here.
Okay, I'll be here if you ever want to look at me.
And you started from a deficit.
Dude, I
started with Amy. And you
yeah.
Started, wow.
Now I hit her with that Nashville.
Mr. All he does is win over there.
But where do they play country music, though, in America?
I don't know.
Oh, because they don't play it in Texas.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Delaware.
Y'all, stop acting like Texas is a bad guess.
I just think Nashville on your country music.
Yeah,
but that's
I know.
Just me,
we live
I think.
Here. We do country music based out of Nashville. I get it. Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at Eddie.
Look at me.
No.
Amy.
What? I'm working.
What do you have over there?
So a woman is sued for $1 million over bad Yelp review. A New York woman, she's facing a $1 million lawsuit over her reviews. A gynecologist is suing her for posting the bad reviews.
So what's the question?
Well, I mean, do you think that as a company or a professional, the gynecologist, for example, can sue someone for reviewing them? I mean, it's their opinion of your work.
I think as long as first of all, you can sue for anything. You don't have to be right to sue. I can sue Eddie for looking at me funny. It'll get dismissed, but he's going to have to cover the court costs. There's a lot of bullying done in lawsuits because someone goes, hey, I'm going to sue you. And you're like, oh, great. I just don't want to deal with having to pay for a lawyer.
Yeah.
So the answer, yes, you can sue for anything ever. Now, it comes to will they win? To have an opinion is one thing. To incorrectly state fact is another. If this Yelp review said something that wasn't factually accurate, then absolutely you can sue because someone is putting out disinformation.
That's what the state concluded, that it was more of a broad generalization. And so they would ask that people keep comments to very specific and not...
Well, if it's an opinion, you can opinion your brains out. You can't have a wrong opinion.
Okay.
If your opinion is that of incorrect fact, then that's wrong.
Well, this girl says she does not regret writing what she wrote, and she plans on continue fighting it.
Yeah, she has to fight it. And yeah, she does regret it because it's costing her money. What was the problem? What did the gynecologist do?
Well, she was receiving a bill she said that didn't reflect the services that she got.
And it's all going to be settled if she said something that wasn't accurate. And if she did, then you can sue. If someone's saying something, you know,
slander?
Slander spoken. So if I were to say it,
okay,
that would be slander. If I write it, that's libel.
Got it.
So that would be libel. But thank you very much. I went to law school for never amount of years, so
not bad.
Using that.
So people that slam our show on Facebook.
Ooh. Well, there's also the public figure thing. So people can actually say whatever they want about me and us.
Uh-huh.
They can't be wrong. They can't factually say things aren't true. But they can publicly say whatever they want because we're public figures. It's why I could get on TV and scream at a politician and be like, they're an idiot. Now, I can't really do that to a private citizen as well, as much.
Okay.
But yes, people can yell at us. And they often do. Have you ever spent any time over at the address one Facebook lane?
Oh.
If you have, then you've seen everybody out there you know, screaming at us, picketing us. So, yeah, it's an interesting story though, huh?
Yeah.
That Yelp, it's confusing to me. Like, who in the world reviews things? I never, good or bad, go over to Yelp and go, well, time to share my opinion on something.
But you use Yelp, right? I do.
All time.
I know. Yeah, like, I appreciate the Yelpers, but I would never
comment. Yelp something.
Right. But I mean, I like people that do, because especially if I'm in another city and I'm trying to find somewhere to go, I'm always like, let me check out Yelp.
But it's always people who just take themselves a little too seriously. When I was eating at the Sonic, I felt the fries weren't near as good as the ones in Albuquerque. 3 stars. And you're going, what? But I agree. I'm not going to go to that one. Mm-hmm. See, I judge them a bit, but then I listen to them too.
Is this person's like best friend and sister and mom all writing reviews?
And then I go, they should sue.
Yeah.
Make some money off it. That's an interesting story. Mm-hmm. Glad you brought that up.
$1 million bad Yelp review. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Alan Bertram has lived in Hawaii for the last 25 years. A couple weeks ago, he opens his front door and he sees lava coming down the street.
Oh, wow.
At 10 miles an hour, he just throws some clothes in a backpack, runs out his back door up a hill, spends the night in the woods.
Wow.
Finds his neighbor's house. Neighbor's gone, so he lives in the garage for the last 12 days, surviving on canned foods. He's like, I got to get rescued. So he saw something on TV years ago, and he remembered it. He's like, okay, he got 3 trash can lids, spray painted them red, which is a distress signal, and put them out, and a helicopter saw him, and he was rescued.
Wow. Good to know.
That whole story is crazy. The fact that you open your door, and you're seeing the lava coming right down the street at you, and then I wonder why he didn't evacuate. Maybe he didn't have the means to evacuate. But I didn't know that about the three
trash can lids, and he spray painted them red with some kind of paint, and it's a distress signal.
He lived for 12 days.
In the neighbor's garage on canned foods that he found in a spare refrigerator.
Wow.
Wow. How about that right there? I mean,
How about that?
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, my body's breaking down. I have a ingrown hair on my chest. Hmm. It's like a baby's head is trying to come out of my chest. I know. It's that big. It's like a baby's head is protruding through my body. And so it's either a chest or a pimple. I don't know.
Oh, you want me to look at it?
Well, my face has also got a pimple on it. I think it's all that bad food I ate.
Oh, that totally could be it.
I mean, I was just throwing down.
That was one day though, right?
Yeah, but
still.
I went hard and I haven't had any bread or any of that sugar stuff forever. And I had it all. Because I don't do things in the middle.
He had it all.
Had it all. So I got ingrown hairs, and I got pimples, and I got you're going to make fun of me.
What?
That tooth that they put in twice.
Oh, no.
It's messed up again. Ugh. I got to go back to the dentist. I don't know if my body's not accepting it, like it's an organ that gets donated and your body isn't.
Rejecting it.
Yeah. Or my dentist, it didn't put it in right. I don't know. But I got to go back again today. And because there's a gap, it's split, and there's a gap in it.
Ooh.
Which is annoying because food gets caught up there, and then my bread stinks. Thank goodness for Smart Mouth. It's not even a commercial. But that stuff's, listen, I've said it before, this is not a commercial. That Smart Mouth mouthwash, legit. Because it doesn't just kill it for a minute, it comes back. It like covers it. Yeah. So, anybody else use that stuff?
I haven't started using the toothpaste.
I haven't used toothpaste
dude,
yet.
Legit.
But I've bought the last 4 times I've used Smart Mouth because I don't want to order it and wait for it for free.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because you said, hey, I'd like some more, and they'll send it to you. But
I know. I saw it at Target, and I was like, oh. Yeah. Kind of freaked out, put it all in my car.
Legit stuff. So, yeah, like my body's all weird. I'm a little 154.
Oh, man.
That's okay, Bobby.
I know.
It's fine.
I know.
That's
heavy. I need to stop worrying. I think finally when I'm able to be chunky around a girlfriend, that means I've accepted.
But can we clarify that 154 is not chunky?
For me, my body feels that way.
No, You've messed up the scale of what is chunky and what's not for you. Let's go back five years.
Look in the mirror.
How much did... Me?
Yeah.
Why?
You talk about you messed up the scale of what... You're worse than I am.
Amy, you're pretty bad.
I am.
Pretty
bad.
Yeah.
Amy, we take 100 pictures, you're like, don't like any
that
of them.
That doesn't have anything to do with the scale.
Still, it's how That's we, like, we should, I just we don't should like just taking, be confident in ourselves.
I just
ourselves.
Don't like taking pictures.
Mm. The way we are.
Yeah. We need to change all that.
That's...
Everybody, change the way they are.
Yes.
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Over to Amy with the skinny.
Bobby Bonchamp.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Little Big Town announced that they have new music coming out. They'll release their new single, Summer Fever, next Wednesday, June 6th, the same day that they're going to be hosting the CMT Awards, which is awesome. I think they're going to be great hosts. I can't wait for that.
Would you like to hear a clip of the song?
I would love to.
Here we go. The new one from Little Big Town. Called Summer Fever.
Too loud.
Oh, it's not in yet. Sorry, that was Amy's son.
Is he saying it's not ready yet?
No, it's chill out.
Maybe he'll be a part of the remix.
I really wanted to hear it, but I guess not.
Too loud.
Oh, never mind. Okay, what else?
Tyler Hubbard of Florida Georgia Line and his wife Haley are planning to adopt, and apparently they're looking to the Aikens for advice. You know, Thomas Rhett and his wife, they adopted, and they're super close friends with them, and Tyler was telling Entertainment Tonight that he and his wife Haley, they're researching adoption for their second or third kid. So that'll be pretty cool.
They should talk to you, too, because you've done it domestic and international. You're an expert.
Oh, I'm not an expert, but...
Well, you've been through it all.
I'm always available, but I don't know. I saw that headline. I was like, that's super cool.
Yeah, good for them.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends. Like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it, what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Round three of the corny off in just seconds.
Yeah.
Amy versus Eddie. It's tied at 1-1. We'll see who has the best morning corny. Woo! As they say, it's the rubber match.
What does that mean?
It's the final. It's the last one.
Oh, okay.
Everything's even. Everything's even. So
rubber.
Yeah. All right. Over to the left in the championship match. The world champion. Every day she brings the corny to you like nobody else can bring the corny to you. Clap your hands for Amy!
Hey!
Over to my right. He came out of nowhere. He's a contender! He says, I'd like to do a morning corny because mine is really good. And he does it. Knockout. A round one knockout. Didn't do so hot yesterday. But he's back for the rubber match. Over to my right. Our video producer, dad of two, oldest member on the show, producer Eddie.
Bring the funny.
Bring the funny. Anything you'd like to say, Amy, before we get started? To Eddie, he's right in front of your face.
Oh man,
Look at me in the eyes.
Nothing. I mean, I hope we both make people laugh today. Yeah. I think laughter is good for the soul, and I don't know.
Eddie, what would you like to say?
I just want to say I didn't know this was going to be a battle, but I'm loving it, and I love this healthy competition, Amy, and may the best person win.
Let's get ready to land! Yeah! Okay, now, up first, the challenger, producer Eddie, with his final corny of the competition. Everybody ready?
Ready.
Eddie, whenever you're ready, my friend.
All right. What do you do when you're...
Sorry to interrupt you.
I was waiting for that intro.
Sorry to interrupt you. We just have to do it the...
Okay, the right way. Okay.
The Morning Corny.
What do you do when you're being attacked by a killer clown?
What do you do when you're being attacked by a killer clown?
You go for the juggler.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that was the Morning Corny.
Wow. That, listen.
Lunchbox, do you like that?
That was main event type joke.
Yeah.
That was main event.
Yeah. That was good.
Do Amy all wanted clowns to
hate
juggle?
It. Amy wanted to hate
it's
it.
It's okay. I get it, Amy.
Amy wanted to hate
it. I laughed. I'm not being a hater. It's zero hate here.
And now the champion.
The champ is here. Champ is here.
Here she is, Amy.
The Morning Corny.
How did the date between oxygen and potassium go?
How did the date between oxygen and potassium go?
It went okay.
I have no idea. I get it.
Because, break it down. O is for oxygen, K is for potassium.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me close it here.
Sorry you have to be smart for that one.
That was the Morning Corny.
Then she insults her.
She insults the audience.
She's now turned into an insult comic.
Every chemistry teacher should tell that one. Okay. It's amazing.
All right, there we have it.
Okay.
There we have it. That's it. There we have it. Let's go to the judges.
And oxygen.
Okay, she's still laughing about it. Trying to get that vote.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Let's go over to Quiet Mike, aka Movie Mike, aka Mike D, aka Mikey Likes It. Mikey, what do you think?
You gotta go with Eddie.
Eddie, then one more Eddie. One more Eddie.
Mike D.
Okay. Lunchbox.
Listen, championship round, Amy. I wanted you to win. I wanted you to win so bad.
Oh.
But that was so bad.
Oh.
Eddie wins.
Oh, wow.
And Lunchbox knows comedy.
Like, I didn't want to go to science class. I mean, that I...
Oh.
Kids don't... no one understood that one.
Raymond.
Oh.
Yeah, the periodic table, that's never funny. I have to go with Eddie.
Oh.
Wow. Bones will go with
Eddie. Okay. All right.
Now, Amy, I do have to say, I did get it.
leave it to you to get it. I get it. It's okay.
I mean, he's smart.
I don't know. I tried to go. I just, that's when I've told so many. That's literally one I've never told on the show before. It's hard for me to.
Yeah, there's a reason you never told it.
Man, you want my backup just for fun? I know I lost. It's
I'm
fine.
Gonna have to go, Eddie, as well.
Wow,
it's a sweep.
That's unanimous.
Eddie, congratulations! Yay! Only judges win. Only judges win. Wow,
and that's one thing I can be corny. That's one thing I can do.
Yes. So Eddie asked me today if he could do Eddie's daily dad joke. So
is that the new segment?
It's
cool.
He just wants to know if he can do the daily dad joke
every day.
Yeah.
But
no!
Following the corny. Like,
but
you
guys,
the corny.
Think about it. I'm a dad.
That's the same thing. I tell dad jokes. Like, that's...
No, you do.
He's
morning
corny.
But this is just Eddie's idea.
But I mean, Eddie, a lot of them are dad jokes.
Well, yeah, but it's the morning corny that people look forward to. That's great. But then they'll
Whatever.
Also have a dad
Eddie,
joke.
Why? Like, literally, what is your job description? I'm just curious. What is it, really? Wow. Honestly.
Eddie.
Lunchbox, yeah. What do you
no,
like to
I'll
that's
tell a you great what it is.
No, let's talk about it.
Producer Eddie,
yeah.
What is your job description in your mind?
In my mind, I'm the video guy for the show.
Right. So yeah. You take in video, you edit, you create these pieces that go ahead
that end up on the internet mm-hmm. and on social media, and then I'm also a photographer. Mm-hmm. I shoot pictures in the studio.
No. Yesterday, I asked him to take a picture, and he made Mike D do it because he said he's not a photographer. It's not his job description. He's the video guy.
No, he's the...
No, these are his words.
The visual imagery guy.
I know. Mike D, am I telling the truth?
Was Eddie Beyonce-ing
yes,
on taking
Mike
a picture?
Yes, Mike D had to take the picture.
Even Morgan number two says that
can
too.
Can I explain myself?
Yes. Definitely.
We bought a camera for you to
yeah.
use. It's not just for moving pictures.
This was just an iPhone that they gave me. Will you shoot this for me? And I am starting to take a stance against shooting pictures with the girls because it ends up being a two-hour sort
it's
of
not.
Shoot.
Mike D, how long did it take?
Maybe 2 minutes.
Less, I bet.
So now you're going over to Prison Mike, a.k.a. my Mike Sharona, a.k.a. Metamucil Mike, for his opinion.
Yes.
Okay, cool. So,
thank you, Mike.
Well, okay. So Eddie's job description is the video. He shoots video. He shoots pictures
uh-huh.
for the show. He is also a show contributor, meaning he contributes ideas to the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
As we all do.
Absolutely. So it is in his job description to suggest segments.
Sure.
go ahead.
But it is your job. And
oh, now it's my job. Now it comes to me. Go ahead.
No, well, it's your discretion as to whether or not you want him seeping into our job, which Lunchbox and I, like, literally our job description is on-air talent, right? Like, what? Or on-air personalities. We're co-hosts.
Eddie's is, too.
But he has other things.
Which makes
things.
Me pretty
like,
cool, I think.
We don't have any...
Amy, here's what you just need to say is Eddie's job description to just do everything we do. Like, Amy has the morning corny, so Eddie wants to do it. I have all I do is win, so Eddie wants it. Eddie wants to do the bonehead. Eddie wants to do anything that we do. He wants to be us.
He does try to be all positive all the time, so right. He wants to tell me something good. Oh.
Yes.
Oh. I mean, that is kind of cool. I do like being positive.
Yeah, he does.
But I think four tell me something good would be too much, so I'd have to take one of theirs, I think.
Okay, take Bobby's.
Maybe. So,
yeah, I mean, you take something from everybody else. Why don't you take Bobby's?
I feel 12 right now, so I need to stop.
No.
But it's a little, for you to come in and want, fine, I'll just, then I don't need to do a morning corner.
Oh,
just
do the Amy, that's okay, not okay. What it's about.
Let me.
Now I'm officially 12, but.
Let the judge come in here.
Do you, here's the stuff to do the skinny.
You know
can
what?
Do the skinny.
I feel like this
I'm
is,
sure that'll be for, you
go
know,
ahead,
whatever.
Eddie.
I feel like this is what all like Luke and Blake and everyone think when Sam Hunt shows up. Like,
it's a
man.
Different generation.
Like, okay, what's your deal, man? Like, right. We're already here. Like. You're trying to steal our thing. I'm just trying to be part of your thing.
So you're the Sam Hunt of the show.
Yeah, that's
except
a good...
for you're 40, and so you're nothing like Sam Hunt.
Okay.
Dang, okay.
Let the judge rule. Let the judge rule. I didn't think that analogy was very good, because they're pretty welcoming to Sam, those two specifically. Like
I just was trying to find a new artist coming
I'll
in.
I'll collaborate with you, but come up with something different. Don't just piggyback. Like, you just, like, if you want to come up with something that would complement the morning corny, let's do
like
that.
Like a dad joke.
No. It's the same
like
thing.
Like a wrestling tag team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like Andre the Giant Haiku.
Okay.
It was a weird team for a while, but they fought. So, regardless, okay.
Okay.
Let me rule. Let the judge rule here.
I'll be over here trying to be mature. Go ahead.
Now, Eddie did win the corny off.
Yeah.
That being said,
mine was too highbrow.
He doesn't consistently have to perform the morning corny, which Amy does. And consistently, I think you're better at the morning corny. He had to do it in over 3 days. You know, it's not so hard to do over 3 days. You are the winner. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, Bones.
He did suggest in private that he do the, you know, dad joke of the day, right? And I rule that that's just too much. Amy, this is your lane.
Thanks.
And for now, it's your lane.
All right, and I promise I'll stay away from science.
No. I like you just being you. Hey, Sam, Eddie?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, what's up, man?
Do not call him that.
What I appreciate from you is that you're always trying to add more to the show.
Thanks, man.
So I appreciate that.
Just trying to work.
There you go. Lunchbox, go ahead.
And Amy, your comedy, it's okay. It's just not for everyone. I understand. It happens. Jokes miss.
There you go. Yeah,
just get back on the horse.
There you go. Getting lots of tweets about Eddie trying to steal everybody's style on all these segments.
What are they saying?
Well, here's one. It says, hey, Bobby. Eddie's swooping in on Lunchbox and Amy segments, and you find that funny. But when he was wearing your glasses, you didn't find that funny.
Oh. Great point.
You were stealing my
Our
style.
Our listeners are so smart.
They are.
Amy,
I wouldn't even thought of
guys,
that.
Guys, I have bad eyesight. I had to wear glasses
Yeah,
that
I know,
day.
But you got
Come on.
Dark
rimmed
like
glasses
Bobby.
Just like me. Yeah. Is that just your thing?
No, it's not my thing.
Like, be original.
Yeah,
my
man.
Glasses are nothing like yours.
Yes, they
They're
are.
Blue.
They're dark rimmed. Hey, Amy, what color are these?
Right now, you're wearing blue ones.
Thank you.
That's a different shade.
You know what I did last night? I had a bunch of meetings yesterday and had a big board meeting for this group I'm in. It takes about 4 hours. And so then I go and I work out and then I go home. I just sit on my back porch. It was raining and took my laptop out. And I was just going to listen to a few songs. And I put on the Keith Urban album. I put on the Matt Carney album. I put on the new Snow Patrol album. And I sat there and it was 2 hours later and I went, well, that was rather enjoyable.
Were you working while you were listening or just listening?
I was doing two things. I was working a lot.
Okay.
Listening to music. I'm a big fan of this writer named Bob Lefsetz, and I was listening to a podcast from him, I guess on YouTube, same time. So, I mean, really, I sat out there for 2 hours.
Wow.
And it was pretty nice. Like, these last 4 or 5 days, I've actually kind of taken in a bit of life. It's been nice.
So but amazing.
It's about to ramp back up.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. It's rare for me. I've never sat on my porch, ever, and just... set on my porch.
I know. I saw you doing that, like your feet propped up. I was like, what?
I was on a couch. I have a
happening.
Couch out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I cleaned it. I cleaned the crap out of that thing. And then I sat on it, put a pillow up by my head, and just worked outside.
Love it.
Look at me.
That's great,
What's
man.
Next? Huh? Girlfriend, maybe?
Oh,
come on. Man, why you guys hate like that?
Maybe 2019.
Yeah. Wow, you're giving up on me for 2018?
This year's busy. It is. Whoa. Think about it.
All right. Well, thank
it's
you.
Busy.
All right, now time for a game of Riddle Me This.
Wow.
I know. So, these are kids' riddles. And what I'll have you do is write your answer down because there are three riddles.
Wow.
You'll have 10 seconds to write down the answer to the riddle. The person with the most correct riddles gets to do the victory lap, which is yell, "Riddle me this!"
Otherwise, best feeling ever.
Yeah, that, you can't walk on that territory.
Mm-mm.
Here we go. Riddle number one. I have two legs, and they only touch the ground when I'm not moving. What am I? I'll read it again. I have two legs, and they only touch the ground when I am not moving.
What?
Riddle me this.
Oh my gosh.
The question is, I have two legs, they only touch the ground when I am not moving. Drop your pencils, everyone.
Oh!
Amy?
I didn't write anything down.
She has nothing?
Made me drop my pencil.
Lunchbox?
Bird.
A bird.
Oh.
Bird can still move. He can walk.
Oh, yeah.
Eddie?
I put piano. That's dumb.
Ooh.
Is that close?
I thought about something that moves, like a moving.
Like a leg.
Like the moving company moves it.
Oh.
What is it?
But you said a piano.
Yeah, it's kind of what's
is
wrong.
Is it?
Show me a piano. No. The answer is a wheelbarrow. I have two legs. They only touch the ground when I'm not moving. It's a wheelbarrow. You have to lift them up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, it's got one tire and two legs.
That's right.
Yeah, I guess I think. Okay.
But never ever in a million years.
Speaking of legs, riddle number two. Riddle me this. What has one head, 1 foot, and four legs?
Wait, say it again.
I'm in.
I often do say it a second time. What has one head, 1 foot, and four legs? Riddle me this.
One head, four legs.
Mm-hmm. One head, 1 foot, and four legs. Drop your pencils, please. Riddle me this. Let's go over to Amy. Amy?
A bed.
Ooh, she says a bed. Yes.
Wow.
Lunchbox.
Piano.
No, sorry. Eddie?
Quarter.
Oh, no.
Stupid. Say it again.
Wow. A foot of the bed, the head of the bed.
The head of the bed, the foot of the bed.
Oh. It's a bed, dude.
Yeah. I didn't.
He has to dispute every answer to everything.
No, I don't. I did not.
That has legs.
Say it again.
I thought they were more a knees.
And it didn't move.
Okay.
No, right, I was asking because I still didn't get the clue.
Riddle number three.
Okay.
Riddle me this. What tastes better than it smells? What tastes better than it smells? That's the riddle. If no one gets it, Amy walks away the champ. Someone can tie and go to sudden death. Riddle me this. What tastes better than it smells? Riddle me this! The show's all looking down at their papers. Right in there. Ooh, and Amy's in first, and she has smirk of an
what
angel.
What tastes better than it smells?
And Lunchbox is going to argue it regardless, so.
No, I mean, there's a lot of things that taste better than they smell.
Really?
It's a riddle, dude.
They really aren't okay. All right.
I'm just like.
All right. Everybody in? Everybody
I'm
in.
Pencils?
Okay. Let's go to Lunchbox first. Go ahead.
Truth.
The bitter taste of truth.
Yep.
True. I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Eddie.
I'm going to go with a mouth.
What?
Mouth
come
tastes.
Come to me first.
What
come to
tastes
me before
better
you decide.
Than it smells. Well, I got to go over to. Hey, Mikey, come here for a second.
Let's, I know, but that's where you should
oh,
come.
Oh, dang.
Mikey.
Oh, I know what you're going to.
Would you accept mouth in that situation?
No.
You wouldn't.
Can I?
You can't.
Narrow it down?
You can't. Amy, what do you have written down?
Tongue.
That's correct. There she goes. There. Amy's a big winner. Riddle me this. Come on. I'm the only one clapping. Hey, I got you back.
That Eddie's funny because sometimes when all you do is win, I clap.
I had it. That's my second option.
Eddie, come on. I thought that you won things all the time.
Hey, Lunchbox has a dispute.
Oh, what's the problem?
I don't have a dispute.
The truth.
You were going to say something.
He's fine.
I didn't say anything.
Eddie, don't deflect.
Why are you deflect?
Yeah.
I didn't do anything.
Weren't you going to say something tastes better than something else?
The truth. He said it.
I said the truth.
Amy, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Raymond is telling me in my ear that Lunchbox is 39 games in a row without winning.
What?
Yeah.
What a stat.
Wait, really?
But all he does is
How
win,
do we
though.
Know that?
That's just a Raymond, our producer, just said it's been 39 games in a row that Lunch hasn't won.
Wow. That's a lot.
Remember when that happened to Babe Ruth?
What?
When he just started just going downhill. What? He was the king of SWAT and then nothing.
He was the Sultan of SWAT.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Everybody, here's Amy's song. Come on. Okay, thank you.
That reminds me of what's that movie with the
She's Lindsay All That
Lohan?
Dude. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Parenthood.
I'm thinking of She's All That.
Oh, is that in there too?
I think so.
No, but it's the same band, but it's Under the Bearded Barley. Oh, kiss me.
That's a jam.
Or maybe it's There She Goes Walking Down the Stairs. It's one of those two because that's Sixpence on the Rich.
She is coming down the stairs.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I wouldn't know, but yeah, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, you've never seen that movie five times. Yeah.
Oh! It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
A service dog named Ellie surprised her owners and some other travelers at the Tampa airport by giving birth to 8 puppies.
Wow, wait, Ellie, at the airport?
Yeah. She's a 2-year-old golden retriever. She was set to board a flight with her owners when she suddenly went into labor. Paramedics were called over to help and look over. Bystanders were there to help assist. One nurse in the crowd was actually able to help Ellie deliver 5 of the puppies before she had to go catch her flight. So it's like this whole thing where, you know, you're just chilling at the airport and then all of a sudden 8 puppies come into this world.
How'd the pregnant dog get to the airport?
Well, it was going to take a flight with the owners. Like the dog was a service dog, so it was going to take a flight. She went into early labor.
I wonder if
I don't know
they
if dogs
have the same rules for dogs as people.
That's what I was imagining.
If you're a pregnant woman, you don't get on the flight after a few months.
Yeah.
I'm glad that everybody's healthy though.
Mm-hmm.
All the puppies are healthy. That's a good story.
Yep,
I like that
I
one.
Love it.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Did you see my Instagram? The guy that got the tattoo of me on his arm?
Yeah, I did. Oh. That was pretty crazy. I mean, he straight up took a picture of you to a tattoo artist.
It's my book cover.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is?
That's the picture.
Okay, well, either way is, definitely you. Definitely you on his forearm. Really big.
It's big.
Really big. It's the whole forearm. It's big. Yeah.
And his name's Eric. He's on right now.
Eric. Oh.
My man.
What up?
What up?
So, Eric, I saw this yesterday, and I was like, holy crap. And I thought, is this real? Can you tell me that's real?
It's 100% real.
How do you feel about the art, like the actual image the guy drew? Because it's tough to draw a human.
It is. And it took him about 4 or 5 different tries. And I've got to tell you, dude, I kind of at first wished that I would have gotten one with your hat on because, oh my God, when you did the little strokes for your hair, those felt like little paper cuts over and over again.
Oh, so it was just
the
pain of it.
Because
I'll say this, and it's on my Instagram if you want to see the tattoo. Mr. Bobby Bones, my Instagram. I thought the drawing was really good. Now, aside from the fact that I was a little blown away that someone got my face tattooed on their body, like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But just on the art side of it, I thought it looked like me pretty. I thought it was pretty good.
Definitely looks like you.
Like, legit artist, Eric. So on that side, that's cool. Now, Lunchbox is looking at it, and he has a problem with this.
Dude, there's something wrong with you, man.
Oh, come on.
What?
Yeah, like, I understand.
Well, let me ask him this before you jump on him. Eric, why would you get me tattooed on your body?
All right, look. Last time we talked, I was all jittery and whatever. Now, for whatever reason, I'm a lot more comfortable. Okay, so I want to rewind to 5 years ago when you first came to Nashville. I was in Nashville. I was in the funeral business. And I had gone through a period of having to embalm a few children, and that really put me in a deep state of depression. I started drinking Jack Daniels for breakfast, of which I've not had liquor now in like 14 months.
There we go. That's wow. Nice. I like that.
You inspired me.
Wow.
But I don't know. It was just, I was going downhill. I wasn't smiling. I lost my smile. I hated country music. I found you randomly. Didn't know you had just moved to town, but found you randomly. You made me laugh. I forget what the joke was. I smiled for the first time in forever.
Oh.
Got involved with 30 Aves. Went to the big food drive. And I don't know. It's just, and then I found out you were coming to Murfreesboro, to MTSU.
Yeah, I came and spoke there. Were you there?
Yeah, dude. I was the guy on the left-hand corner. Eddie thought I was in Morgan's class, but I wasn't. I drove there from Antioch to, because I had to meet you.
You just came to watch me speak. Smash cut. He gets a tattoo of my face on his body.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot.
And it's there forever. You realize that.
That's easy to black out. You know, you can always take it and go. But you could. You could always take. That's the thing. In my hometown of Mountain Pine, Arkansas, population 700. We don't have a lot, but I'm proud of my town. But I always worry they have a sign up that says Boyhood Home of Bobby Bones, because if I screw up, they can take it down.
Yeah, that's easy.
They can always just take it
easy
out of
fix.
Ground. Same thing. You can just black over the tattoo, make a big black bar.
Not as easy as removing
still,
a sign. But now after hearing his story, I mean, that gave me goosebumps, and it's crazy because, yeah, you know, we just show up every morning. Bobby, you probably have no idea the impact, like, on this guy's life that you've made. And now, because of the tattoo, we know. And that's pretty crazy. I mean, so I don't know if Lunchbox is regretting his comment.
Well, it was weird for me to see it. However, I always think whatever you're passionate about, regardless, if it's a positive, just take it and love it.
Yeah.
And it's weird that it's me, but I can't be a hypocrite and go, don't do that. For me.
Well, yeah, you have the state of Arkansas on your arm.
That's true, and I have my mom and my grandma tattooed on my arm, too. Yeah. So, Lunchbox, what do you think?
I mean, if are you not creeped out?
No, because it would be hypocritical. I mean, I think if there's something that makes your life feel more positive, why not embrace it? You know, it's weird that it's me because it's me. I'm looking at it going, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so I guess Amy's next because we're part of the show, and he said the show changed his life, so Amy's going to go on his other arm.
That's okay. That was Lunchbox saying that. You no pressure.
Eric, let me say this from the bottom of my heart. Like, I couldn't be more grateful that you are moved by our show. I mean, that's what I'm grateful for. And however that you choose to send that out into the world, like, that means a lot to me. So the tattoo thing was, I looked at it and I was shocked. And it is a lot. It's a lot.
I looked at
it. Is he married?
Eric, are you married?
I am not married.
Do you have a girlfriend?
It's complicated, Amy. Okay, give the guy a break here. It's complicated.
Yeah. He's in the middle of something right now.
Yeah, he's working on it.
Because if he's meeting someone new to date, they are going to look at his arm and be like, why do you have another dude tattooed on your arm?
Or it could be a conversation starter.
Go ahead, Eric. What do you want to say?
First of all, that's not a concern, Lunchbox. Obviously, if I do meet someone new, I don't think you're going to ask right off the bat, why do you have a dude on your arm? A lot of people have portrait tattoos.
That's true.
Secondly, if someone did and had a problem with Bobby, I guess that would have to be a deal breaker,
kick
right?
Kick him to the curb.
Kick him
to the curb.
Yeah, deal breaker.
Yeah, and if they're upset, tell them, hey, chill out. Yeah.
Hey, but you do you, dude.
That's right. And that's the moral to the story. Do you. Eric, my man, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
All that I ask from you is to keep promoting that positivity.
You got it.
All right, buddy. Thank you very much.
And keep it up, like 14 months, like without
this. Oh, yeah. Rock the sobriety,
like,
dude.
That's
one day at a time.
Huge accomplishment. Huge.
I'm going to tell you about this B team. That's the name. Here's the origin story of the B team. I used to call them the boners because I thought it was funnier. And I was told you can't do that anymore. So I said, okay. because we need a name to collectively call the people that listen to our show. It's not about me so much, but it's the second. I feel like I was never the first string, so I was always on the B team. And then the name of the show happens to start with B as well, so it kind of fit. And the B team isn't about me, Bobby, or A, Amy, or Lunchbox. It's about a group of people that listen to the show as their collective place of gathering, but that really try to do positive things for other people. Like, that's what the B team's all about. And so, you know, there's a whole group. Amy, they have a phone text chain of like 30 B team members. Have you seen it?
Oh, I know. And they meet up in different cities. They hang out. They do.
They need an award for being the awesomest group.
It's pretty cool.
Ever in the world. Huh? How about that award?
Yeah.
Awesomest group. I was sending a lot of the B team plaques to them. I made them and I wanted to ship it out to them. Like, I know they're listening, or they will. I appreciate you guys. So anyway, there's that. One of them got a B-Team license plate. You see that Manson story?
Yeah.
They got a license plate at B-Team, like a real life license.
Yeah.
And then he got a tattoo. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Well, people are just dragging me online about, I posted on E's Instagram as a comment, as a joke. They posted a thing about Jenna Dewan. She was married to Channing Tatum.
Okay. E! News, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. And they're what they say about her?
And they were just talking about, I don't know, her and Channing's relationship, how they're doing just fine, blah, 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 blah. But Bobby just I mean, the picture of her looks gorgeous, obviously. And all Bobby tells E! News is, tell her I said what up.
There you go.
Nice.
That's how you do it.
So then I guess a lot of our listeners also follow E! News so they can see Bobby's comment. And then there's like hundreds of likes and all these comments of like, oh, dang. And then someone said, this is worse than Ray and Sam Hunt.
Okay.
Bobby trolling.
I wasn't trolling.
That's not trolling.
Oh, no, what is it?
I just thought maybe she would see that because he's posting about her.
Yeah.
We all look when people write stuff about us.
Uh-huh.
And if I have the blue check mark, so mine gets elevated. So I'm like, hey, tell her I said what up. Maybe she would see it. See what up. See something attractive about my profile. Next
get it,
know,
Bobby.
Who knows?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
I don't think it's creepier than Ray's trying to be friends with Sam Hunt's brother to be friends with Sam.
Correct.
It's not like I'm reaching out to Jenna Dewan's mailman. Hey, you want to?
Yet.
Stop. Hey, Raymundo in our glass room. Hey, buddy.
Yo.
Hey, so how's that relationship with Sam Hunt's brother?
I'm still trying to progress it. I need to shoot him another message, and when he gets back in town, hang out.
Yeah.
He's traveling, though, right now. He's on the road.
Yeah, cool, cool. Do you think that it's creepier what you're doing, trying to be friends with Sam Hunt's brother to be friends with Sam, or that I went to E! News and just wrote, tell Jenna Dewan, I said, what up?
Well, that's creepy, because that chick just broke up. She's still dealing with the breakup of the relationship.
How do you know?
And from Channing Tatum.
Dang, Tatum.
What does that say about Bobby? What do you mean?
Yeah, all of that had nothing to do with Channing Tatum, but only about Bobby.
Yeah. Nothing had everything to do with Channing Tatum.
What do you mean by that?
No, it has everything to do with me not being what. You know what? I'm not so super good looking. I'm not ripped up. I'm not any of that. But you know what?
You are in shape.
My heart's good.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I mean?
Have a good heart. I have no idea what Channing Tatum's heart is like.
Amy's like, you do a good heart. Okay, I can do that.
Wow.
All the rest of stuff, you're right.
You
don't think Bobby can be a magic mic?
I just said you are in shape. You didn't hear that. Selective hearing.
In shape. Okay.
Pull the tape.
So did they let her know what's up?
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
What
E! News, they did not reply. Okay, Bobby, we just told her what is up.
That's why you don't even wait on E! News. You need to slide into her DM.
That is one of our listeners commented.
Okay, go ahead.
I got slide into her DMs. Ooh, look at Bobby shooting his shot.
Yeah, shoot my shot.
Wow. And then,
but it wasn't really my shot because I don't know. She wasn't there. Like, you shoot your shot.
You didn't even do it on her page.
Oh, I need to go do that, huh?
Yes, go to her page
on
and say,
all her posts.
Why don't you just go be direct and say, what up?
Okay, I'm going to go to her page.
Yeah.
Like, since we get off the air.
Well, before you do that, you should just go to the last, like, 20 posts and like them. That way it seems like not so creepy.
In a row. Go, like, a year deep and hit like.
Now you guys are getting creepy. If
2 years
that's
back.
That's the worst when you're like, majorly like into someone's Instagram and you are so far back, you're like 2014 and you accidentally double tap.
Never done that.
So, you know,
because
for
what
me,
if they get a notification that you liked a picture from that long ago? That is so bad.
Amy's a big liker.
She'll
like anything and everything.
Yeah. I like to support.
Yeah, she just, for me, I treat Instagram likes like I do hugs.
Yeah.
I think they should mean something. I don't hug all the people that, do you know what I like about Luke Combs coming in tomorrow? Like, I really like Luke Combs. Because there's no this hug fake crap. You know? Hey, buddy, let's give each other a hug.
He's never given you a hug?
Yeah. And like, when we finished the Ryman charity show, it was like...
Yeah.
But because we see each other, and we see each other all the time, we don't have to hug. Hugs should mean something more than, hey, it's just good to see you. Hugs should mean, like, this is an important moment.
Have you ever liked one of my photos?
Yeah, I have.
Let me see.
I think so. But I pass out Instagram I pass out Instagram hearts like I do hugs. Like, to me, they mean something.
Oh, I'm just going to go to your page right now and double tap like. And then the like this Maddie Pope one. Poppy.
Maddie Poppy, yeah.
Now I'm doing it.
Yeah, it just spelled like Maddie Poppy won American Idol.
She won American Idol and she posted something really nice about you. So I'm going to go like it on her page. And I'm going to go like it on your page because I like to pass out likes.
Yeah.
Did you see what she said?
I did. I reposted it. And almost I got a little teary-eyed. So Maddie Poppy won American Idol. Did you see what she wrote?
No.
Bobby Bones is without a doubt my favorite mentor on American Idol. He's one person who has definitely believed in me since the first day that he met me. When we first met during Top 24, I didn't have much confidence, and he could tell. I couldn't even make proper eye contact while talking to him. But somehow he still saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. After meeting for the first time, he pulled me aside and said, "You're my favorite." And I was just like, wait, what? I mean, seriously. So yeah, I definitely credit Bobby Bones as a big part of a reason I won the show. Thanks for giving me confidence and always being so relatable and down to earth, Bobby. Hope to hang with you again
soon. How about that?
What? Wow.
Yeah, like a little bit I got emotional reading that because I'm just being me and I was being honest with her.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, she's going through the fame part right now of, you know, you finish reality show, everybody's like, shake it up.
That's super
and
sweet.
For her to write, yeah,
I'm
right?
I didn't even comment.
So I haven't seen her since the finale, but she's going to come do the Ryman show next Friday. We're doing the show live. Yeah, I haven't seen her.
That's cool.
So, but yeah, I really like that.
And she, on her page, like on yours, you know, when you reposted just one picture, but on her post, she did like a little slideshow. And there's a cute little boomerang of y'all.
Yeah, that meant something to me.
That's sweet.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for bringing that up. And then I'm going to go over to Jenna DeWan's page.
Yeah.
Say, what's up? I'm just going to go write, what up? And then everybody go like it. All the listeners go like it because then it shoots it up to the top.
Oh, yeah.
But that's like hugging the comment. So go
yeah,
hug
but
it.
For me, that's my rule. That's my, just go like it. We're doing something here. All right. The book company made some quotes from my book. And you know how goofy I feel posting inspirational quotes from myself?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just letting you know I feel goofy doing it. But they're like, hey, post these because people will like them and they'll share them. But it's goofy of me to post an Instagram motivational comment from me. So I want you to know that's the thing. I do feel goofy about it.
I could see that.
So, but I post them. I mean, I hope people read the book and I hope they're inspired by it. But I post them. I got to find one to post now. They sent me like 30.
It is kind of cool, though, because if it's good, you're like, yeah, I did say that.
Like, no, it just feels goofy for me. Oh.
Because whenever I see a quote like that I said, and I'm like, I didn't even think I said that, but I'm like, that's not bad. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah. You want to know what? There's a big secret in chapter one that they want to do early press on. They want to reveal it.
I don't know.
Is it the one Amy knows?
Yeah. But I know. And so I was talking with the book publishing team, and they say, hey, everyone's going to know anyway.
I disagree.
I don't think
that should happen. For one, I don't want to say why. I'll tell you behind closed doors why. Mm-hmm.
So you think I should tell? I'll give you an example. People Magazine. They want to do a whole feature on it.
People Magazine, Amy.
Before the book comes out?
Before it comes out. And they want to reveal the secret that's early in it.
Okay.
What do you think about that?
I feel like after, I'm okay with it. Before, I'm not.
I started to feel that way last night,
And I will
too.
Tell you my reason why behind closed doors.
After I agree. So, yeah, and we have a book coming out.
After you agreed to do it?
June 19th. Yeah. Well, I was talking
about... Oh, you already agreed?
Well, I can still say no on that part, I think. But I felt last night in my heart, I was like, maybe I don't let the secret
It's my
out.
Heart telling me.
Me too.
It's not...
My brain says I should for reasons of promotion of the book.
Mm-hmm.
But my heart goes, you know what? I kind of just want listeners to... And not even listeners, people that just pick up the book.
I don't know the secret, but that already just tells me that there are more secrets that I'll know if I buy the book. So like,
this
even
is not
if
a book promotional piece, by the way.
But if you give me one, I'm just like, oh, that means there are much more because he's giving me a free one.
My heart's telling me something different than what the listeners even being given the info. It has to do with what it is. I don't like that one bit. I don't like it.
She's serious about that.
I'm serious.
You don't like the secret?
I'm serious. I feel like, no, I like the secret. I like the journey.
Uh-huh.
But I don't like using that as promotion. I don't.
Okay.
So.
Well, anyway, enough. Well, I'm doing an iHeartRadio theater event. Any of our listeners in New York City that want to come out, I believe you can sign up tomorrow online. Ooh. It's free. And then Low Cash is going to play a concert. So I'm doing a thing. So that'd be fun. I wish you could come up.
Yeah. I actually.
You have kids, though.
I'll talk to you about it behind closed doors.
All right.
Doors.
A lot of closed doors.
We have so many meetings to have now.
Yeah. By the way, I will say this, too, that for some reason, it's $10 off on Amazon. I don't know why. I have nothing to do with that. But it's called Fail Until You Don't. It's $10 off on Amazon right now if you want to pre-order it. I think pre-ordering's dumb for on anything. And now you can pre-save on these streaming services. Pre-save?
Pre-save. That's just so you don't have to think about it day of.
Pre-save. You know what? I would like for you to pre-save an album I haven't quite thought of yet. If you can go ahead. You know, I've been thinking about something. I mean, we're getting so lazy that
can we pre-save our future show podcasts?
Yeah, if you just pre-save all the podcasts. But anyway, there's that. I'm curious to know what you have to say about that now.
Okay.
I'm going to send a note out. But I'm going to post one of these on my Instagram. And I like the Jenna Tatum. What's her name?
Jenna DeWine.
I should know her name, huh?
Yeah, it's like your girl, man.
Jenna DeWine. I don't even think about her. But I just wrote it on the
Wait, where did she live in LA?
Probably.
Probs, yeah.
She'll move. She's got nothing going on. Okay.
It's a video with a boombox. It's the last one she posted. And I put, hey, what up? Hope you're well.
I hope you're well.
I think I wrote that. Okay. I think I wrote that.
Okay, that's good. That'll get her wondering, do I know this guy? Hope you're well.
I think I hope you're well. If not, I can rechange it.
No, just like that.
Leave it. Comment again. Seen it. Leave multiple comments.
Like, hey, I haven't heard from you. Did you see my message?
Rechange it is not a thing. You either change it
right,
or you don't.
Just, okay, that's true.
Just for the record. What did I write, Mike? Did you see it on there? It's probably hard to find with all the comments.
It's just WhatsApp, Jenna.
Yeah, what just WhatsApp, Jenna? How's that? Should I change it to...
No, add, hope you're doing well.
No, I'm not doing a second one. What do you think, girls? What's up, Jenna, or Jenna, hope you're well?
Don't say I hope you're well. Oh, I think goodness. That's kind of creepy.
That implies like maybe y'all met.
So yeah. How have you been?
Or you went to high school with her.
Hey, Jenna, you still good?
Get your Bobby Bones on.
It's come to my attention that Raymundo, who does our audio production, he sits in the glass room. Sometimes I check in with him, and so we can't talk to each other until I turn the microphone up. That's how he hears me. Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
So I've been told that you've been living in a college dorm secretly for like 6 months. Did you guys know this?
No.
What?
He's been living on campus with another...
Stop it.
Wait, are you serious?
Is that true?
Yeah, a little bit of a secret that I kept from you guys.
Why?
Wait, what?
Oh, there's no reason to really tell you guys, but yeah, I was living on Belmont's campus. I had a college roommate. I would walk through campus. I would park on campus. So I was almost a student. I just wasn't going to class. Occasionally, I'd do the cafeteria, too.
Wait, how old are you?
32.
Okay.
It was just a thing with my parents. They didn't want me officially living with my chick. So I had to get my own address.
Oh.
And there you have it.
Was it in the dorm?
No. It was on campus, but it wasn't a dorm. It was almost an apartment.
Wait, how old are you?
32.
And you're worried about what your parents say?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird situation. So I thought, you know what? Let's go with the cheapest rent. And it ends up just being on campus. I ended up paying a kid, whatever it was, $600 a month, which is, you can't get cheaper than that in town. Yeah, so.
But did you live there?
Yeah, it was him, and he'd have his buddies over, and they were always loud, but I would tell them to keep it down when I had to go to bed.
Well, so now you're out of that situation and your parents know?
Yeah, now I'm signing the old lease with my chick, but I'm no longer on campus.
And you lived there for how long?
It was 6 months. It was a six-month lease.
So Raymundo is weird in the fact that he has these secrets for a while. Like, he lived here at the radio station for how long, you think, Ray?
Oh, it was only a couple weeks.
That's not true. You were getting mail here.
All right, a month.
Okay, he's lying.
It was because my lease ended with lunch. I didn't really have a place to go.
Oh my gosh,
it ended
remember
abruptly.
They lived together.
Yeah.
And so
Raymond
would just sleep here in the studio. He'd take a sleeping bag and put it on people's desks and just sleep here in the building in the studio for a month at least. And then we started to get his mail here and we were like, what's happening? And he goes, yeah, I've been living here. I use this as my address. And he would Uber to the gym, take a shower at the gym. He'd shower at the gym and then come back to work.
He'd either Uber back or walk back sometimes.
Good job. Yeah, that's actually pretty accurate.
Yep.
How is life?
It's great.
Yeah.
It's never been better. Yeah. And I guess now that I'm not living on campus, I feel more relieved to tell you guys that, hey, that was funny. At the time, it was kind of depressing.
Remember the time Raymond bet his entire truck on the Super Bowl and lost?
Yes.
He had to give his truck up. He didn't even have a car to drive. He gambled his truck away, lost it, and then had to raise the money back to buy it from the pawn shop.
Yeah, be careful with those.
Well, yeah, you think?
Yeah, they say, oh, you can get $4,000 fast. You can get it fast, but guess what? That interest rate goes up real fast.
Real fast.
Real fast.
And you finally bought it back.
Yeah, I was able to buy it back, but I'm talking, I thought every 3 days it was going up $100.
Really?
Yeah. They don't mess around with that interest rate. It's no credit card yearly interest rate. It's a daily interest rate.
So he's been living on campus, yeah.
Is it interesting to you that he got the college, he's living on college campus because he didn't want to tell his parents?
I get that.
That's what I was saying. You're 32. Why are your parents controlling where you live?
No.
And now he's going to live with this girl anyway. So what difference did it make?
I don't think it's a control thing. His parents aren't trying to control it. But I understand when you're publicly talking about something, if you don't have that type of relationship with your parents, to all of a sudden then be listening to the radio or find out and it's like out there like, oh, you're living with a girlfriend or trying to, yeah, like a respect, like you, some people just don't have that kind of relationship. It doesn't mean their parents are controlling them. They're just like, oh, this is really going to let my parents down.
Raymundo, you and your girl have been together for how long?
4 years.
Ooh. I mean, really, it's time to poop and get out the pot,
quite
right?
Quite the milestone. What do you mean? Get married?
Or at least engage. Yeah, that's what I mean.
That is a very good step. It's been brought up to me by a lot of people. I have been thinking about it. Definitely past those ring stores, looking at prices.
Do you go in with her?
We haven't yet, but we definitely talked about it. She sent me, I've looked at some stuff online. We got some links saved for that day when I decide.
Whoa.
I got a little folder on the old internet saved on as bookmarked for a possible ring.
So when are you planning on proposing? Because that means you've looked at rings.
Well, he can't say. What?
You think
she's
he would just go right now?
It's a secret.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. He wants to surprise her.
Does she listen to the show?
She does, probably on delay, though.
See, so she's not listening right now.
Well,
we're good.
So we can beep it
on
out.
On podcast later.
Do you think in the next 3 months?
Could possibly be. I would love to propose in the next 3 months, but you got to plan it out. You got to get the money together. There's some other stuff that's got to go into it.
You should talk to Bobby.
Yeah, because, listen, I don't think you have to work at Burger King to know a good cheeseburger.
That is what I'm talking about. Bobby's saying
what does that mean?
He's not engaged,
but I
but
know
he knows
to,
what's up.
I know what's
you
up.
Don't
he
work
knows how to get engaged,
but
yeah,
I know
yeah.
a good cheeseburger.
That's
okay.
Right. Like he, Bobby okay. can just like confirm if Ray has some ideas.
The greatest
like,
coaches weren't the best players.
That's right.
It's a great point.
Wow.
They were usually bench players.
That or didn't
Steve
play
Kerr
at all.
Was a good coach.
Yeah. Chad Morris.
Not a great player.
Not known as a great player.
But great coach.
Coaches the crap out of the teams. It's my dude. Arkansas Razorbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Head football coach. Yeah,
I know.
And he started from the bottom. Look where he is.
Yep.
Matt Brown.
Amy just yelling at one coach she knows. Okay. Oh, and Bobby Bones Show. Yeah, I was reading these. Ambience coming out going, hey, we didn't make Roseanne say something racist on Twitter.
Oh.
Because she's like, I was
on Ambience. She blamed it on them, yeah.
Now, listen, well, I used to take sleeping pills, and it never made me say anything racist or say anything that I've never had alcohol. So they say alcohol makes you say things that you really want to say but didn't have the courage to say. Now, would you agree with that?
Yes.
Okay, he says yes.
100%.
Lunchbox?
Yeah, you think you're bigger than you are at that point.
But are you saying what you really feel?
No.
I don't know if that's always the case.
Just
guys, you think the liquor is making this stuff up? Like, you're blaming it on the chemical or the whatever? Like, no, it's just your brain.
It doesn't mean, Eddie, but you're acting like everything you're saying is going to be, like, your true feelings. It may not be.
Right, you may have a shorter temper because you are on the alcohol, so you say something that you wouldn't normally say when you're...
But Eddie's point
is... quicker.
Alcohol is not creating a new creative outlet for
Correct.
You. It's not inventing things in your head. It's just opening a door for these real emotions to come out quicker.
But you don't rationally think when you're on alcohol.
So, being rational is a door that holds things back.
Yes.
You're proving my point. So good.
No,
so what I'm saying
I'm
is,
not, but.
Even with, I never take an Ambien. I took something close to it. I don't remember doing stuff on Ambien. I'll just say Ambien. I didn't take Ambien. I took something called Edialar or something. Which is like that. And I got off of it, I guess, 2 years ago or so. But I would wake up, open my computer, and go, I FaceTimed all four of those people. And like two of them would be ex-girlfriends. And it looks like they answered. And we talked for 12 minutes.
Oh, no.
I never drunk dialed anybody. That's the closest I've ever been.
Dang.
And so I would go, oh, no, what did I say? Oh, no, what did I show them? I mean, those
show
were,
them?
Because I don't know. It was FaceTime.
Isn't that crazy?
Okay. Yeah, no, I know. Because you would also tweet.
Hard. Yeah. I would get on Twitter and just go off.
So you would say you couldn't relate to Roseanne.
It never made me say anything though that I didn't feel.
Because he doesn't have that and he's not thinking
about it.
It
doesn't exist in me.
Okay, gotcha.
So I got on and said things that I was like, ooh, I wish I wouldn't have said that. But it was never anything that I went, well, I never have actually felt that way before.
True. Okay, right. Gotcha.
And then I took a pill and all of a sudden I had this whole.
Yeah, it's more of like, oh, I shouldn't have said that.
It's like, oh, I can't believe I said that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So I don't buy that whole deal. I think they should bring the show back without her and let everybody else do the show.
Isn't there talk
what
they
do you
may
call
do
it?
That?
I've heard a couple people mention that. Dan.
Oh.
The Connors.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Like another character. Focus on another character.
Yeah, they did
the
it with
the whole family.
Two and a Half Men.
They did it with Valerie back in the day. It was, and then it turned into the Harper family. That was old school.
It's not a bad idea.
They did it. They've done it a bunch of times with these shows, but it's the biggest show on ABC. It's the biggest show on TV. Period. So, yeah, that happened. I was just thinking about the sleeping pills. I used to take them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wake up. Once I drove home from work.
That is crazy to me.
There was a gas thing. There was a gas pump in my car.
That's no good, dude.
Not good.
But I stopped taking them because I was like, okay, this is not. Because I wasn't sleeping at all. At all, ever. And so I was getting sick because I wasn't sleeping. And so I took them.
I mean,
then,
I get it. You had a legit.
Yeah, then I stopped. I don't anymore. I haven't in 2 years. I'm out. But I got home once and I was like, what is that thing in my car? What's that handle?
That's Amy did that one time, though.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
Oh, I wasn't on anything.
I just saw the back of my car.
Oh, man.
I was like, what's that handle?
Wolf of Wall Street.
Talking on my phone.
Yes. Wolf of Wall
Street. Yeah. Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wolf of I-40 or whatever. Whatever the highway is here. I'm going to do a song of the day right now. Bring your love back. Show up at my door at midnight. The song of the day today is from Brandon Ray. It's called Bring Your Love Back. Bring your still one of our most called and tweeted about songs. Brandon Ray, download it, stream it. Bring your love back. Bring your love back. Song of the day today.
I just miss your perfume. I just miss the way you walked around this room in my t-shirt. I can't tell you how much it hurts. I just miss your lips. I just miss your fingertips on my skin. All I'm wishing is for you to bring your love back. Show up at my door at midnight. Fall into the past. We could pretend we didn't end with a bad goodbye. And tears in our eyes. I just miss you tonight. So bring your love back. Wanna say nothing, just wanna let our bodies do the talking and get lost in the history between you and me. Oh baby, bring your love back. Show up at my door at midnight. Fall into the past. We could pretend we didn't end with a bad goodbye. And tears in our eyes. I just miss you tonight. I just miss your perfume. I just miss the way you walked around this room. So bring your love back. Show up at my door at midnight. Fall into the past. We could pretend we didn't end with a bad goodbye.
Song of the day from Brandon Ray. It's called
Bring Your Love Back.
Bring Your Love Back. Song of the day. Check it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. You want to do the pile aim?
Sure.
You struggling over there or no?
Struggling? Yeah. No, I all got right. This.
Right. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
This one's for you, Bones. The key to longevity, like living a long life.
Yeah,
I'm
tell
talking
me.
About. This comes from a 106-year-old woman named Madeline.
That's right. I want to be known as Long Bobby. What else? What
and
do you got?
She says, you know, born in 1912, she's still alive because she lives that single life.
Oh, well, that's for sure going to happen. We're going to just see how long I live.
Wow. When asked about her past romances, she said, never had one. That's why I'm this age. She also credits a daily 2-mile walk to work uphill.
Oh, yeah, in the snow probably.
With no shoes on.
Yeah, I just don't think I'm going to be single much longer.
I like that you're thinking this way, and my husband even commented on that you made a comment when you came over to the house last weekend. You said something about, you know, your new house and, like, your life and what you're looking forward to. And he's like, he straight up said, like, wife and kid.
Yeah, yeah, it's over. All this bull crap's over. Done. I'm tired of being lonely. I have nothing on the... There's nothing on the plate right now. There's just an empty plate with no food. There's no ingredients mixed in yet. But it's... Oh, I'm done. I'm done with this.
So you're looking at menus?
No, but if someone brings me food, I'm just not going to push it away.
All right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
What an analogy.
I'll put it out there.
That's all I'm saying.
See, I eat all the food that comes my way.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm not talking about food.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... Go ahead, Aime. What else?
Speaking of food, Trader Joe's is now selling a healthier version of Hot Cheetos, which Hot Cheetos, those are a favorite, but they're definitely not that great for you. But they have released a knockoff version called called Spicy Cheese Crunchies. Mm-hmm. It's the Flamin' Hot Cheetos knockoff. And they're pretty similar, just less calories.
What's the difference?
Well, they're using natural spices for flavor and paprika and turmeric for the coloring instead of red dye.
Mm. I'll try it.
I mean, here's the thing. If I'm going to eat Flamin' Hot Cheetos, I'm eating freaking Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
Yeah,
I understand the
penalties.
You don't
want spicy cheese crunchies?
I don't want it taken down a quarter for a half the taste lost. Like, if I'm going in 100%, I'm going in.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I'm like, okay, I want that flavor, but I much prefer the paprika and turmeric.
It just won't be as good. Trust me. Okay, what else? I haven't any idea. Trust me. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this. When someone cancels plans, are you disappointed or are you secretly relieved?
Now, I'm disappointed because I will not make plans unless I'm for sure set that it's something for me, that either I'm going to enjoy it or it's benefiting some sort of endeavor. Okay. So a lot of people will be nice and make plans and go, oh, no, I get why most people go, I'm secretly relieved. But for me, I'm disappointed because I won't. Listen, say what you will. But at least I'm honest. I will not make a plan unless I'm serious about it.
Okay.
What are most people? They're different than me because I'm weird. I'm single.
No,
forever.
Actually,
I'm gonna live to be 200.
Bobby,
what?
I didn't know where you were gonna go with that. But 53% of people say they're usually disappointed. 22% say they're relieved, and the remaining 25% said they felt a different emotion and they aren't really sure how they feel about canceled plans.
Now I'll tell you how you should feel. You should feel disappointed. If you make an appointment, you should live by it.
Some people overbook and just fill up their calendar so I could see how they're relieved. But you're right. If you make dinner plans...
I don't even overbook. My calendar is packed, but I'm telling you...
But that's work stuff. I'm saying if you make dinner plans...
All things, Aime. I am schedule reliant, and I will not make a plan with
you. So back to that staying single.
Yeah, forever.
Longevity. Your schedule's too full.
I'll be Methuselah of being single. Yes.
Yes.
Do you know Methuselah Lunchbox?
No clue who that is.
It's a Bible reference.
The oldest man in the Bible.
That's true.
Oh, I thought it was the lady with the snakes in her head.
No, that's Medusa.
Okay, I'm Aime. That's my pile.
Hey, look at you always being funny over there.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that was a joke?
Yeah.
That's funny. That's one of my dad jokes.
A little taste.
Oh, my.
Are they that good all the time?
That's what we have to do around here.
Oh, wow. Okay. The Bobby Bone Show. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's happening today, Aime?
Oh, let's see. Hanging out with my kids. It's summertime.
Yeah, they out right now? Fully out?
They're out of school. Mm-hmm.
I was FaceTiming Eddie.
Fully.
Last night? Night before?
Yeah, night before.
And he's in a car. It's like 7:30 p.m. He's driving down the road. I'm like, what are you doing? And the kids are in the car. And he's like, dude, it's summertime.
I know.
We're like,
and they know it's
move.
Summer. And my kids start summer school soon, so they're trying to take advantage of their 1 week of summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like every night when we're going to bed, they go, but it's summer. And I'm like, but I still have to wake up.
Mm.
Now lay down.
True. Well, today's been an interesting day. I hope you go back and listen to the show. You know, there's been a lot. Today was very much a blank day, Aime.
Sort of sour for me.
Because
of the morning corny off.
Mm. And then the drama after it?
Yeah, drama. Just the vibe Eddie was bringing into the room wasn't good.
Wow.
Yeah, the vibe.
Oh, the positive vibe. Yeah,
yeah,
there he goes trying to do tell me something good again. Positive vibe.
What's going on today?
Man, I got to take my dog to the vet. She lost a nail, and so her foot was infected. Got to go make sure it's getting all taken care of. We've been giving her medicine. I'll take a nap. I'm tired. That's about it. Oh, an NBA Finals start tonight, so I'll watch that.
Ooh, yeah. What time?
Stop it.
Just kidding. I have a dinner.
You don't even care. I have Matt Carney coming by for a Bobbycast tonight.
Oh, coming that's to, cool.
And we're going to put it up tonight as well. I'm a huge Matt Carney fan. He was on the show a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, you and Eddie geeked out.
Uh-huh. But he's going to come to the house, so I'll probably tie him up and keep him.
lure him into a cage. Hey, Matt.
Are you hungry? Come in here.
Nobody ever sees click. Matt again.
Click. It's just him and a guitar and some water and
keep
bread.
Playing. Yeah.
In order to eat, he has to play.
So that's the deal. Matt Carney's come. I did a Bobbycast from the house last night, too. Oh, people check out, where I talked about everything from the David Copperfield stuff where he got sued and how and his trick had to be revealed. And I talked about the Roseanne stuff. I talked about the drama at the pool party at my house that happened afterward. Different drama that we didn't talk about on the show.
Oh, I'll have to go listen.
Like the press was calling about.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, search Bobbycast on iHeartRadio or iTunes. Thank you so much, and we'll see you soon. See you tomorrow. Thank you. Tomorrow, Luke Combs in for the Friday Morning Conversation. Our retro Pimp and Joy shirts go on sale.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, and the Friday Morning Dance Party. So see you then.
The Bobby Bones Show.